Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, warm and humid, chance for some strong showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Kenosha right now is at 70 degrees, 69 in Burlington, 74 in Milwaukee, 71 in Racine. 105 years after the original was built on Racine's near southwest side, the new Gilbert Knapp Elementary School was dedicated, with a ceremony attended by several hundred, including some of the students who will be going there when the new school year gets going in a couple of weeks. School Board Vice President Dennis Weiser noting that the original building from 1911 was geared at 19th century education. This new one, it's about the 21st century.
Every time you walk into this building, every time you drive past it, say thank you to the community as a whole, because the taxpayers voted that they wanted their taxes to go up so we could put a facility such as this on this location. Sometimes you get the feeling in modern day that not enough people care. People care about Knapp, they care about this neighborhood, they care about the kids, and they put their money where their mouth is.
Knapp, of course, a community school created in a partnership with United Way of Racine County. Director Rod Prunty saying that education helps build the future workforce. The time capsule from the original building, by the way, will not be opened until the year 2076. That decision was made. It was intended to be that way. After the ceremony, the crowd went inside, walked around, took a look at what some of their tax dollars had gone to create. The new school, of course, is a little bit to the west of where the old building used to be. The footprint of that old site is still there, quite evident during the ceremony. It's going to become part of a new complex with the playground and some green space going there. Chief Operations Officer for Racine Unified David Hazen noting that aside from some of the basic playground features that will be going in, the old site is kind of open for suggestions. Now, Hazen remembers his days with the school board when it was not possible to have built even one school, let alone three.
To see this and have the community support it, and what I think is wonderful is we're doing three of them. And next week we'll be at Olympia Brown, and the week after that at Gifford. And I believe that the community, there's always been an issue of, you know, do we know what we're doing at Unified? Come and look at these schools. I think we've made a point that we do.
Where to relocate the original time capsule from Knapp, that still has to be decided, as well as the stone from above the entrance on the old building, the one that simply said Knapp. Gateway Technical College and Cardinal Stritch University have signed an agreement that will give Gateway graduates a much more convenient and seamless way to earn a bachelor's and master's degree at Stritch. It gives Gateway's associate degree graduates the opportunity to transfer the credits they've earned and apply them at the Stritch College for their degree. The initial effort to focus on business career programming offered by Stritch, specifically a bachelor's degree in business and a master's of business administration degree, with other programs potentially added in the future. Did you try to see the Packers and the Colts in the Hall of Fame game? Did you go down to Canton, Ohio? Well, you know what happened there. Packers fans, good news. Looks like the Hall of Fame is going to be reimbursing those who did try to do that.
The Hall says they will reimburse fans who traveled to Canton, Ohio to watch the annual preseason Hall of Fame game between the Green Bay Packers and Indianapolis Colts on August 7th. The NFL had to cancel the game after paint on the field congealed and became like concrete. Hall of Fame officials say fans who bought tickets will be offered refunds and will be reimbursed for any fees and for one-night hotel accommodations. At least four fans sued the NFL in federal court in Ohio over the canceled game. The Hall says it will also offer fans who were affected four free tickets to the museum. I'm John Stolness.
Harley-Davidson to pay the federal government $15 million to settle a complaint with EPA over excessive pollution. The Milwaukee-based motorcycle maker will also buy back devices called super tuners, which caused the bikes to emit more air pollution than allowed under federal regulations. Almost 340,000 of those devices were sold. A reckless homicide charge in Racine County filed against a man from Chicago accused of selling the drugs used by a Burlington man who died of an overdose back in May.
31-year-old Corey Holmes has also been charged with delivery of narcotics and conspiracy to deliver heroin, all as party to the crime. Holmes made an initial appearance in Racine Circuit Court, and a preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for next week. According to court documents, Burlington police were called to a city gas station on May 24th and found an unresponsive man in a car. The man was pronounced dead at the scene, and an autopsy determined he had died from an overdose of fentanyl. The investigation determined another man had purchased what he thought was heroin and had given the drug to the victim. His identification of the seller led to Holmes' arrest. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the Wisconsin Department of Justice now seeking anonymous tips related to that officer-involved shooting death of a 23-year-old man in Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood. The department launching a new page on its website for people to submit the information, pointing out that it, quote, will not send the police to your location or to initiate a radio call. The shooting incident from a traffic stop, of course, leading to street violence, including officers hurt and damaged property, squad cars among them, also several local businesses. Twin Disc reporting losses in the fourth quarter and for the full year, driven by the lagging oil and gas markets, reducing demand for product. Racine-based companies had a net loss of $5.5 million, or 49 cents per share in the fourth fiscal quarter. That compares to a profit of $476,000 for the same period a year ago. For the full year, Twin Disc reporting a net loss of $13 million compared to an $11.2 million profit in 2015. Kenosha's Plan Commission, with little discussion, backing amendments to three of the city's tax incremental districts, plus the creation of a new district designed to help spur future development of the Chrysler site as a response to future downtown development and to try to bring in a new business. The proposal uses funding from successful TIF districts to fund projects in others. Mayor John Antaramian saying that before any development, though, can take place at the Chrysler site, you got to have infrastructure. That's going to take some time, though. Another proposal, development of a city-owned parking structure, a vacant lot east of the post office, the most likely location. The mayor saying it would likely happen with additional downtown development.
But it's part of the redevelopment of the downtown. There is going to be a need for parking, and as development and activities occur and grow, the parking ramp will become more and more important.
Another project, a $500,000 grant to a business that plans to move into an existing building in the business park of Kenosha, that is, bringing with it about 100 jobs. No name on that company has been made public at this point. All three project plan amendments and the preliminary designation for the new TIF at the Chrysler site unanimously supported by Kenosha's Plan Commission, sending them on to the full council. City of Racine's 2017 budget process going to be rolling out in the next few months. May include some modifications in terms of the information that's presented to the aldermen for their eventual vote. There was talk about it in Committee of the Whole this week. Alderman Sandy Widener, she likes Kenosha's budget information, especially the capital improvement plan, said the numbers that they get, well, they need to have some meaning and some understanding.
And especially for those that are new on the council that don't really understand where all the different directions where revenues come from, I think it's important for that reason. And even as you know, people that have been around for a while need a reminder about expenditure restraint and all that.
Administrator Tom Friedel said that his review showed Kenosha does just a few things different, but otherwise, much of what Racine does in terms of presenting budget information.
I've never been above plagiarism and asking Kenosha if we can just duplicate what they do and adjust it and modify it to take out Mayor Bosman's comments, because they're certainly unique to Kenosha, not Racine, but keep all of the references to state statutes that we follow, references to city policies that they follow, but ours are almost identical.
Administration will be presenting the 2017 budget proposal with some of the recommendations from the aldermen, and then fine-tune the process from there based on feedback. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section, and at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.